Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, a good Erev Shabbos to everyone. Shabbos Mevarchim Chodesh Av. It's a very, very special time that we're in right now as we are getting ready slowly, slowly to Tisha B'Av, which as we've been talking about, our Avoda, what we're trying to do is to work on ourselves to build the Beis HaMikdash. As it says, Kol HaMes'avel Al Yerushalayim, anybody who has avelus and mourns the Beis HaMikdash, and us mourning the Beis HaMikdash is exactly what we're doing now. We're realizing that the reason we don't have a Beis HaMikdash is because we have to work on ourselves, and we have to better ourselves, being Adam L'Chavero. We must try as much as we can, little by little, to make ourselves better, being Adam L'Chavero, the people closest to us, our parents, our family members, our children, our siblings, whoever it might be, whatever it might be, our friends, and for that to be mashpia and to overflow into everyone, right? If every family and everyone didn't speak Lashon Hara, nobody spoke Lashon Hara about anyone, we know the Geula would come. That's what the Chafetz Chaim says. If we only saw the good, if we only were able to not speak and only see the wonderful things of our brothers and sisters, and of course, that's the ikker, that's the main thing that the Yetzer Hara attacks us and doesn't want us to see the beauty. I saw our Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. I saw someone sent me an incredible tefillah, and that was that this past year, Simchas Torah was Tisha B'Av. So Emir Tishem, this Tisha B'Av will be Simchas Torah. We'll be dancing in the streets. We'll all have to be in Yerushalayim. Everyone will have to fly over for the Simcha of Tisha B'Av, Be'ezus Hashem. And what we can do, as we've been saying, what we can do is little by little, making one little effort, Bein Adam L'Chavero, tiny, tiny, tiny steps to make ourselves. And collectively, when we do that, we build the Beis HaMikdash. Just want to share with all of you really just a short thought on this week's parsha and Aaron HaKohen and Matos Maseh. Maseh, it again talks about Aaron HaKohen's death in Parshas Chukas. It talks about that Aaron HaKohen died. And then again, it says in this week's parsha, which is strange, a few parshas later to again talk about Rosh Chodesh Av, which is the yard site of Aaron HaKohen. He died on, as the Pasuk says in Maseh, it says in the Chodesh HaChamishi, which is Av, on the first day, Aaron HaKohen passed away. And Reb Shimshon Pinkus explains, maybe, possibly, the reason that the Torah repeats Aaron HaKohen is because we know how important it is, Oyehev Shalom, the Roidev Shalom, having Mitalmidav Shal Aaron HaKohen, as the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, that we all need to be like Aaron HaKohen, Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom, loving peace, pursuing peace. Oyevis HaBrias, loving the Brias. Not just, it doesn't say Oyevis HaYisraelim, right? The Jewish people, it's everybody. We have to love everyone. That's what we, the Jewish people, do. That's what Klal Yisrael does. Oyevis HaBrias, U'mekarvan LaTorah, and we bring everyone closer, which I think I heard once, or one of the Mepharshim say, Memela Mekarvan LaTorah. Because when you see a Jew and he smells good and he looks good, and of course I'm not talking about physical, and there's just a good, beautiful feeling of a yid, of a Jew, it's mashpia, it affects the other person. Rav Tursky, Dr. Abraham said, that's the pshat, I've said this many times in Shir, so I'm sure many of you have heard this. Rabbi Tursky said that an expert in addiction. He says, how do addicts begin? The way addicts begin is they watch a person drinking, they see a person using substances or doing something, and they look happy. They look like they're enjoying. So they're like, I want to enjoy also. So me too, I'd like to enjoy like that person enjoys. So Rabbi Tursky said, so too with Shabbos. If a person wants to say, oh, how do we makarev the Jewish people to be closer to Shabbos? How do we makarev someone to be someone who learns more Torah? How do you do kirev? The greatest kirev to do is k'shoit atzmacha, v'yachachach k'shoit acherim. First, fix yourself. Make yourself smell good. That Shabbos is, someone says, oh, wow, I want some of what that guy has. Wow, that's Shabbos. I want Torah. Look when that person learns Torah. Look at that. Someone told me recently that he met someone who's in the middle of a conversion, and he asked, it was a woman, and he asked her, like, you know, she's so excited about Judaism and everything. And this is what she said. She said, I just have one kasha, just one question on you Jews, on the Jewish people. She says, how come you don't walk around with so much more pride? Like, you know, you're so rich. You're so, there's so much to you. And it was such a great musser in a positive way. Like, yeah, if we exude it, that's Aaron HaKohen. If we were Oyev Shalom, Roydev Shalom, Oyev HaSabrius, Makarvan LaTorah, that alone would bring us closer to the Torah. And I was thinking about Aaron HaKohen, which is interesting because he's the Kohen Gadol. He's the Kohen, the paradigm of the Kohen Gadol, which is Lefnai Ulefnim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holy, the Beis HaMikdash, which is Bein Adam LaMakom. That's the greatest Bein Adam LaMakom. Aaron HaKohen, when we think of Aaron HaKohen, at least when I do, I think of a sweet, sweet man who's just so humble and loving, right? Loving everyone. Moshe Rabbeinu was more like strong and leader. Aaron was like a sweet, sweet tzaddik who like just loved everyone peace. Why is he in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Why is he in the Kodesh HaKadoshim being the holiest of the holy? So I was thinking just Pashut, because that is the same thing. Many times people think that what is Kiruv, you know, like it's nice. Really, a holy person learns Torah all day and he's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay, it's Bein Adam L'Chaverah, it's Bein Adam L'Chaverah. But me and my fellow Jew, what we do, that's like for the Kiruv, to sing, to have a kumzitz, to love somebody else, v'haftarecha kamaycha, it's like a nice, it's for like the, you know, the week. But no, the pshat is that this week's parsha, we mention Aaron HaKohen again. This week's parsha is Erev, it always falls out. Matos Maaseh always falls out right before the Rosh Chodesh Av, right before Av, is always Mevarchim Chodesh Av. What is the lesson? The lesson is because Av is El, Ba, Elul is coming. That's what Aleph Beis of Elul Ba. We're getting ready for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We're getting ready for Elul. We're getting ready to do tshuva. You know what the greatest tshuva is? Aaron HaKohen. The greatest way to get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which we're all going to do in Yom Kippur. You know how you get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? You get in through Aaron HaKohen, which I was thinking also today. I had a chiddush to think that's why it's called Anane HaKavod. What is the Anane HaKavod? Anane HaKavod is like the pillars of the clouds of glory that protect Klal Yisrael. That it kept Klal Yisrael like a Kodesh HaKadoshim, like we were holy in our own place. What's the pshat? Kavod. Anane HaKavod, to honor, to give honor to someone, to push ourselves for someone else, to be there a little bit more. I'll just end off with a quick story that just happened to me this morning. I was walking to yeshiva, and on my way walking to yeshiva, I saw a lost object in the street. It was someone who has asthma, one of those things for them, you know, I forgot what it's called, but a thing that they, you know, a pump, an asthma pump to put in one's mouth. And I walk by it, and I say, you know what, it's probably old, it's probably thrown away. And I walked to yeshiva, and then the whole time I was feeling guilty. I'm like, okay, one second, Hashavas Aveda. I'm like, it's not really Hashavas Aveda, because the person's probably Miayish. I'm becoming a big lamdan in why I didn't have to pick it up and do anything. And then I said to myself, I didn't go right away, so not that I'm a big tzaddik over here, but I said, okay, on my way back, if it's still there, then I'll do something about it. On my way back, I picked it up, and I said, you know what? Maybe there's some person who it's Erev Shabbos. He lost his, or she lost their asthma thing, and they're not going to be able to get it till Sunday, Monday, because it's Erev Shabbos. Who knows, whatever it might be. And I'm like making all these frum cheshbonus in Shemayim, how it's really not hashavas aveir. I don't even know what the halacha. I would have to look into it, but it's not the point. I said, you know what? Let me push myself a little bit. And the reason I'm saying that is not to give myself a pat on the back. The reason I'm saying that is because it's these shiurim and these conversations, and it's chazara, that's all it is. We just have to remind ourselves that it's little things like that. And I did it. I took it. I sent a picture out to different people to just say, to post it if someone lost it. And I felt not so good like, oh, that I did Bein Adam LaMakom. I wasn't worried so much, Hashem, I did good, Hashem. I say, you know what? Maybe I could help another Jew a little bit. And even if not, it makes me feel good. I didn't know I was going to talk about it today and when I'm sharing. But who knows? Who knows the little tiny things we do is building the Beis HaMikdash, and it brings us into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Aaron HaKohen, everyone. Aaron HaKohen of the Holy of Holies is Oyev Shalom V'Roydev Shalom. We should be Zocha, each and every one of us. We should be Zocha that this Shabbos, this time of Menachem of, we should feel and see Begalui in Revelation, the love that Hashem has for the Jewish people, for us as a klal, for us individually. And through that we'll be zocha to really, really dance this Tisha B'Av like it is Simchas Torah. More and more, Be'ez Hashem, us and all the Jewish people. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. Have a wonderful Rosh Chodesh. And only good things for all of you and your families.